celebrating the connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio, featuring your dream team, veterinarian Dr. Debbie White and groomer Joey Villani. And here are your hosts, Hal Abrams and Judy Francis.
Judy, you have booked a doozy of a show once again. Thank you so very much for doing that.
Well, pet retailers now find themselves armed with more information about how we pet lovers shop. And now, I love this, what times of year we buy services for our critters. This data comes courtesy of Womply, a small business software company. After analyzing transactions from more than 4,000 local pet businesses on every single day of the year last year in all 50 states. And here's what they found. The average transaction in a local pet services store, be it you're going in for food or whatever, maybe some grooming, your average transaction is $113.89. Here's a reason yet not to delay your holiday shopping, as Joey had talked about earlier, because December is huge for pet services stores. The top five busiest days of the year are all in December. Three of the top four, in fact, are the days leading up to Christmas Eve. Now, people, we want our pets to look great on the holidays. Three of the top 5 days for groomers are in the 10 days leading up to Christmas. The other 2 days are the day before the 4th of July and the day before Thanksgiving. The top 4 days for pet grooming businesses, rather pet boarding businesses, make that. Those come after big holidays. So it must be people either extending stay somewhere or maybe they have families hanging around town. So they're taking the pets there specifically for this day. But those days that are the busiest days for pet boarding businesses are New Year's Day, Thanksgiving, and 4th of July, the day after those big holidays. And Dr. Debbie, for you, the top revenue day for veterinarians across the country.
Wait. Does anybody want to guess? You want to take a guess here?
You know what? I'm going to say probably after Halloween because of they get into the candy. So let's say November 1st.
See, I think right after Thanksgiving.
Because that's what I would think. Okay,
yeah.
One or the other.
Right. I was going to say before when people get taxes.
People get
After they get their tax refunds back, then they go to the vet.
Well, that's probably true, huh? But this study says that the top revenue day for veterinarians is the day after Easter. But it's another big food holiday too, right?
Wow, that's weird.
Can you vouch for that? Is it busy over at the office the day after Easter?
You know, I can't say that would jump out in my mind. I would tend to say around the holidays, the winter holidays.
Yeah. I'm Lori Brooks. Get more breaking animal news anytime at animalradio.com.